over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, welcome to the program. Getting started, another fabulous edition of Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum. We were just going over some stuff to talk about today, and it seems like beyond the topic of volatility, which is what we'd like to talk about here, and dealing with volatility, and what do you do about it, how do you strategize for it, is it good, is it bad, and all the other stuff that go along with it, some real-life scenarios the professor was just discussing with me, with some people that he has been meeting with over the last, couple weeks, I guess?
Yeah, several weeks.
So we'll get into that in just a moment. A couple of pressing issues that are happening, I guess, to more and more people, and we'll talk about this now and then maybe again in another hour or so. I don't know. I am Johnny Dean along with Professor Rick Plum here, and we are talking, as I said, the main topic has to do with volatility. In fact, I was talking last week. We were here with Mark Scalzo. If you happen to hear that, I think it might have been in the second hour. Whatever. We were talking about this whole so-called volatility index, the VIX.
The VIX.
Not the VapoRub VIX, the other kind, the Volatility Index, which has some measure of...
volatility.
Yeah, and meaning the S&P 500 is what they're talking about. And how volatile is it? Now, first of all, we're going to have to define volatility. What do we mean by this? And what does it mean when we say that the VIX index, meaning, I guess, the Volatility Index, is low? So what, there's no volatility? Is that bad? Is that good? What does it mean? And I thought we were in this for the long haul anyway, in the S&P.
Not everybody. Not everybody.
Oh, they're not?
Now, some people like to gamble.
Okay. All right. Well, those are the people that may find some of this troubling.
Some people believe they can predict the future. They can read the tea leaves, and they know when to get in and when to get out.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people.
I'm not either. Although I will say this, yes, I can predict the future. I predict 25 years from now that the markets will be higher than they are today. Barring any unforeseen, you know...
Oh, you're predicting with a qualifier.
Well, I mean, you could say, you know, if the world stops spinning...
Well, 25 years from now, you know, we don't know what's going to happen 25 years from now, but we've never had a market not recover.
Yeah. Yeah.
The question is, how long does it take to recover? But that doesn't mean that the world is rosy for ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You know, we're in some uncharted areas, and we'll see what happens, but... So far, so good.
I can't think of a time where it actually is rosy for more than a couple hours, everything. You know, there's always something to be concerned about, always something on the horizon. It's not until we look back and we say, boy, those were nice, sweet, wonderful times. And those are few and far between. So we're going to talk about this, not just what volatility is, but how do you deal with it? Is it a bad thing? Especially, what if you are in it for the long haul, like I believe you should be? What if you're in
it? If you're in it at all, you should be in it for the long haul.
Right, yeah. The S&P, do you really care how volatile it is now? Well, I mean, you might. Not that it's going to affect you negatively if you're in it for the long haul. But certainly, you might see some opportunities there.
I pay attention to volatility, and every couple of weeks, I'm hoping that it goes down a little bit. So that
the volatility.
The market.
Oh, the market
goes down a little bit because I'm hoping that my 401k contribution goes in on a down day. You know, when it's been down a couple of days, then it comes back with money in it.
Wouldn't that be nice? Every 2 weeks, all right? Every
twice
a month.
Let's say you're paid every month.
Let's say you're paid twice a month, and for a couple of days each month, it just took a nice dip, 10%. That's too much.
Yeah, that's too much.
That's too much. 2%.
Every little bit helps.
Every little bit helps. Anyway, that's what we said before. We said, hey, if you're new to the investing world and you're, you know, you're in your 20s and you just started your 401k and you start putting money in, one of the things that you probably really would like to see is a downturn in the markets.
Or a flat market for a period of time while you can accumulate as many shares as you possibly can
while they're
at
cheap,
the potentially lower price.
Right. Now, is that a measure of volatility? If it's flat for a long period of time? Anyway, we're going to talk about this.
That's not volatility. If it's flat, that's not volatile.
A lack of volatility?
It's a lack of volatility.
Yeah, so you can have volatility on the negative side. You can have it on the positive side. But what if it's flat? Then what? What does that portend? Ooh, there's that word. All right, so lines are open for you.
Is it ever flat?
Well,
the markets may not be flat. And the markets don't have to be flat to have a low volatility.
No. Well, that's what I'm saying. You can have negative. Well, I suppose that's true. You could have, depending on what period of time that you're talking about, mm-hmm. you could have a flat market over the course of 5 years, say. 10 years we had, pretty much.
Yeah, if we focused on the last decade, point A to point B over
2000
to
2010.
Didn't really do much. But in the meantime, on a month-by-month, day-by-day basis, it was all over the map in that 10-year period of time.
That's right. Two big downturns in that 10-year period of time. Anyway, hey, line's open. I want to give you the folks the opportunity to call if you've got money issues, money questions on anything at all. We've opened up the phone lines for you, as we do every day on this program. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. And, of course, those emails, send them to us. Makes us feel all nice, warm, fuzzy, wanted. Go to our website, wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. A link says find your answer. And that's where you go to find your answer right here on the program. And speak with Professor Plum off the air, as some people have done, and we're going to get into a couple of quick cases here. If you want to talk to Professor Plum, any Lucia Capital Group advisor, meet with them face-to-face. That's one of the reasons you do this, to talk about things like volatility and how do you deal with it, and what do you do if you're going to be retired in the next couple of years. You'd like to retire in 3 years, and you're set, but you're afraid of what the markets are going to do. It may mean you don't have a strategy or a good strategy. Give them a call off the air, 800-644-1150. The number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. It's what they do every single day. Talk about this stuff with people, clients across the country. You've had a couple of questions. Before we get into the volatility thing, Professor Plum.
Well, it seems that a lot of people right now are getting letters from the IRS. And that's never fun, I understand. And unfortunately, a lot of these people that are getting letters from the IRS are getting letters through no fault of their own. They didn't do anything wrong. It's actually the IRS that has something going wrong right now. We've talked about it once before, but more a second round or maybe even more than that have gone out of letters talking to people who have been taking not even required minimum distribution, IRA distributions. Now, anytime somebody takes a distribution from an IRA, they have the IRA custodian at the end of the year issues a 1099-R. That's the report card, basically, or the scorecard that the IRA custodian sends to both you and the IRS to let the IRS know that you took money out of the IRA and you should be taxed or need to account for it on your tax return. Now, a lot of people, when they take distributions from their IRAs, also have money withheld from that distribution. And so maybe they took $10,000 out and they withheld 20%. So $2,000 went to the IRS and $8,000 went to the individual, but it's still a $10,000 distribution. And so that those numbers show up on the 1099. One box says total distribution was $10,000. And then another box says, hey, by the way, $2,000 has already been sent to you, IRS, on deposit to pay the taxes going forward. Well, it seems that the IRS computers, that's the first thing that looks at your return, it goes through and it goes through a computer, has been picking up the box that says, this is what was distributed. In my example, $10,000. But it's not picking up the box that says what was withheld. So in that respect, $2,000. So if you filed your return and you said, okay, well, I withheld $2,000 and accounted for everything, the IRS is coming back to people right now saying,
where's the withholding?
You didn't do any withholding. Yeah. You owe us $2,000 plus penalties and interest because you didn't withhold that $2,000. And we've talked to the custodians. The custodians are right here, we've got it all documented. They can go back and get, you know, everything that they're doing and show that they've taken and sent the money to the IRS. It's just the IRS trying to get itself straightened out when their computer was first programmed incorrectly. They do it every year. Not mess up like this, but they do, you know, have to reprogram the computer to look for certain things. And so if you're receiving a letter, take it to your tax preparer, take it to your financial advisor before you freak out. I know it's difficult because when you see that letter from the U.S. Treasury and you immediately think, I must have done something wrong. And, of course, the only reason they send letters is because they want money. It's like, oh, gosh. And you just, your heart starts going. And your hands,
you start
sweating. It's just like you just had a jalapeno or something. You're like, oh, my gosh.
I missed something. What did I miss? Oh, no.
Before you freak out, call your advisor and let them know what's happening. And then they'll tell you whether to freak out or not. Now, some of these letters obviously are done correctly. Maybe you did miss something. Maybe you did not do the withholding right or something. But a lot of these letters that we're hearing about right now are
going out mistakenly.
The letters are incorrect because the IRS computers are incorrect. And what you can do is get a letter from your custodian that says, here's what's going on, here's what was happening, boom, 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 and send it in. And so far we haven't heard anything back from those letters, but it has been done. I mean, the withholding should have been done. And you're not the one that was sending it in. It's not like you were sending a check in. It was done at the IRA custodian level.
Yeah, the problem was that the IRS has been upgrading from Windows 3.1 to Windows 95. And somebody put in the little disk, the fourth disk before the third disk.
But this can be an advantage of working with an advisor. Before you freak out, contact your advisor to find out whether or not the freak is warranted. It's probably not.
That's right. We'll play Freak Out when we come back.
There's some other reasons to work with an advisor.
That is one of the very good reasons. That's right. So if you got a letter from the IRS saying you didn't withhold enough or anything out of your IRA, have them check because there's a good chance they made a mistake. All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Coming right back with more.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program. Online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
It's not quite freak out, but it's, you know, it is Archie. It's the Bell, it's the Drells, and it's Johnny D. And Professor Rick Plum. Here talking to you, well, we got, like I said, a bunch of stuff to cover today, including volatility. We'll get to that, to defending against volatility, or maybe using it to your advantage, which is some sort of a defense against volatility, I suppose. That's coming up. We'll be talking to Mark Scalzo, if not this hour, the next hour. Got a lot of stuff to talk with Mark about. Again, a lot, some of it having to do with volatility and what's going on with the markets here. Kind of some weird stuff happening as the bull market barrels on. Talking before the break here with Professor Rick Plum, some of you, and we've heard about this, either some of them were clients, some of them were not, who had gotten letters from the IRS, so the IRS had made some kind of mistake. As it turned out, they've been sending out notices to certain people saying you didn't withhold when you took your required minimum distributions. Withholding was not taken, and therefore you owe taxes on these required minimum distributions. Now, for the most part, Professor Plum, the ones that you have seen, they've all the IRS has been incorrect on all these.
The ones that are talking about, you know, if you look at it and it's about a withholding issue, with specifically a withholding issue from an IRA distribution, those have all been errors at the IRS level so far. Now, that doesn't mean that the letter you're getting, A, has to do with the withholding on an IRA distribution, or is actually an error. So we just have to check it out. Like I said before you freak out, let's check it out to see what it is they're actually asking. Sometimes the letters are written in a way that it's not always the easiest thing to read, necessarily.
It's one of the nice things about working with an advisor, because I know that at least the people that you've talked to, and I even know a couple of them, the people that you've talked to, they were very close relatives, as a matter of fact, were not freaking out, but they were just said, hey, what's up with this? Will you take a look at this and handle it for me, which was fine.
And also, if you're a married couple, they will send the notice to both parties individually. And so it may look like each of you owes X amount of dollars incorrectly, which even doubles up the anxiety.
Yeah, we saw that, too. We saw that. And it was just a simple, a phone call to the IRS or a...
we haven't heard back from them. We got a letter from the IRA custodian that says, yes, this money was transmitted on such and such, and, you know, with everything. Boom.
Everything was fine.
And that has been sent back to the IRS, and we have not heard back. But we know that the withholding was done.
Yeah, but on the first round that you had, because this came up a couple months ago.
Yeah, but now we're getting another round of them, same basic letters.
Yeah.
Now, this is not the only letter that the IRS sends out. I was speaking with somebody off the air a week or two ago who also received a letter. The gentleman was 78 years old, and he was receiving a letter regarding his 2017 required minimum distribution. Well, the IRS doesn't even know whether or not you've taken a distribution for 2017 yet. We haven't finished 2017 yet. You may not have even taken a distribution for your required minimum distribution for 2017 yet, because you have another month to do it. And so it was almost like a little friendly reminder that said, remember, You have required minimum distributions. Now that you're 70 and a half or older during this year, you have a required minimum distribution. Failure to comply is a 50% penalty, so make sure you do it. Oh, by the way, if you've missed some in the past years, well, you remit the tax at the bottom portion of this, but they don't tell you. They're not actually asking for any tax or penalty. They're just, you know, putting you on notice. And I don't know why they're sending this letter. It's just like a friendly reminder that says, hey, and I've never seen them send this before. Now, I know that through talking to people off the air for, you know, 20 years now or whatever it is, that a lot of people have missed required minimum distributions in the past and not been caught. Now, that doesn't mean you won't be caught in the future, so make sure you get your required minimum distributions. But maybe this letter has to do with, okay, we know we've been a little lax in the past, and you may have missed them in the past, but going forward, we're starting to check. So make sure you get your required minimum distribution done going forward, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer. And so maybe it's the IRS putting people on notice. Hey, you may have missed one in the past. We kind of may have let you slide on it because we weren't really paying attention, but we're going to start paying attention.
What would they do? I mean, if you, let's say you were 78, and let's pretend, I don't know how this would happen, but let's pretend you never took a required minimum distribution, and I don't know if that's the case, but let's just say that. And so you should have had, you know, you should be on your eighth or whatever required minimum distribution this year.
Well, technically,
and if they discover, can they go back and make you pay all 8 years?
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
Would they do it? I don't know. Now, I do know that there was a report several years back. It wasn't this year or last year. It was maybe 2014 that I saw that the IRS had not been catching required minimum distributions. But the report was basically putting them on notice that, hey, you've been missing out on revenue.
Revenue.
I think it was CBO or somebody who did the report. So start checking this. So maybe they're finally getting around to checking the RMDs.
Strange. Anyway, so you just never know. You never know.
Don't miss your required minimum distribution.
No, and I'm going to put that on another, if I may say so, another benefit of working with a financial advisor, because financial advisors are generally on top of that kind of thing.
I would hope so, yes. I mean, hopefully they've got their databases set up that everybody who is 70 and a half or older during the year has a little button that pops, or a little screen that pops up and says, hey, make sure they take their RMD. Now, with proper planning for many people, the RMD is just part of the cash flow that you're taking to survive. It's part of the supplemental income over and above your Social Security and pensions, if you have one, that you're taking on a monthly basis, quarterly basis, to meet your retirement needs. It's not something in addition that you have to think of. Now, that's not everybody, because we do talk to people who have pensions and Social Security that are greater than what they need to live off of. They're even saving money, and the RMD is more of a hassle. Unfortunately, they still do have to take it. So those are the people that are typically the ones that miss required minimum distributions. They forget about it. You know, they're trying to ignore it in some respects, hoping it'll go away.
Yeah, if I need
it, doesn't go away.
If I need the money, in fact, if I need more than the required minimum distribution, and I'm taking it out, I don't have any worries because I'm taking it out anyway. I'm taking out more than the minimum.
Right, a lot of times, those people have personal accounts and or have multiple IRA accounts, and you know, they've got personal and IRA, and they need a 4%, 5% distribution from the entire portfolio. And they're taking it all from the IRA because they can do it with a certain tax efficiency given where they're at in tax law life. And that 4 or 5% distribution on the entire portfolio, maybe 7 or 8% distribution on just the IRA if you're looking at it that way. So it's more than enough to satisfy the RMD.
Yeah.
Just make sure.
Yeah.
Make sure.
Again,
the penalty is a pain. If they catch you and they assess the penalty, it's 50%.
Yeah, so if you're supposed to take out $2,000 and you didn't take any of the $2,000, you're going to have to take out the $2,000 that you're supposed to take it out.
Someday. I mean,
pay taxes on that. And, by the way, write an extra check in this case for $1,000 as a penalty.
And even if you don't owe income taxes, you'll still owe the penalty. You know, it may be that I don't file once in a while, but let's say I don't file because my income is from Social Security and a small other areas, and so I don't actually owe any taxes. But if I miss the required minimum distribution, my required minimum distribution is $5,000, and I don't take it because I don't need it and I don't need to file, so how are they ever going to know? They know. And then you do have to pay a 50% penalty. And the fact that you don't owe any taxes isn't the issue. You still owe the penalty, technically.
You do owe the penalty. Exactly. Okay, now we're going to take a break. We're going to take some of your calls. We'll be talking about this whole idea as well of volatility. But Laura in San Jose, you're going to be our first call. We've got some emails to get to as well. Let's see, TJ in Tempe, Ralph in Branford. Oh, Ralph in Branford, Connecticut. Huh. and others. So hang on. We're going to get to you in just a couple of moments. Maybe some other ways that advisors could be helpful. You can think of a few others, can't you, Professor Plum?
I ran into a situation a week or two ago.
We're going to hold on and talk about that. All right. This is what we do, and we help solve your problems as best we can. 877-PLANNER. If you have a question for the Brain Trust, we're going to take your calls when we come back. 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment, and I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the ones you love some lame, boring gift like a new car or jewelry or toys or expensive electronics or any other junk. Nope, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly! A KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It's a perfect gift for all those important people in your life who get hungry right around lunchtime. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hour just ahead after this one. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We will get into the whole idea of volatility and defending against it, or perhaps using it to your advantage. That's coming up this hour. More of your phone calls and emails as well. 877-PLANNER. Let's get back to the phone lines. Laura is next in San Jose, California. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a question about, you know, we asked a lawyer to write our business entity agreement for our LLC.
Okay.
And but however, this law office he used to have this this lawyer directly work with us, but now he has this associate. But the associate is inexperienced working with us, and then we request to have the lawyer review the agreement by the associate. But while waiting, now the lawyer is sick, and because he's very old, he already passed the retirement age, and he will not come back so anytime soon. So we wanted to go to another lawyer to finish writing the agreement, especially because there is the tax audit law change effective January 1st next year for the business entity. So we need to have this agreement amended by the end of this year. So how, my question is, how should I tell our existing lawyer's office to terminate our business there?
Well, you would want to find a new one, a new lawyer, and then you call the old one and just say, okay, at this point, bill me for whatever you've done up to this point, but we're no longer going to be doing business with your firm. It's just a matter of switching. It happens all the time. Unfortunately, it gets expensive when you're switching, especially midstream, because the new attorney's probably not going to finish the document that's already in place. They're going to start a new document because it hasn't been enacted yet. And, you know, typically lawyers don't like to continue on with what somebody else did because they don't know what everybody the other person did. They've got to review the whole thing anyway, so it's just easier to start from scratch in many cases. So first thing is find a new one. Find a new attorney. And move towards them, and then they'll help you actually terminate the agreement. But most of the time, especially since it has not been fully enacted, you were just working on the legal work, it hasn't been signed and put into place, you're just going to call them and say, I'm done. Don't do anything on my behalf again, because I'm not going to pay you for anything that you do from here forward.
Okay.
But get the new one. Get the new attorney going for you.
Oh, so you need to have the new attorney write a letter to the existing law office?
Well, you can do it. I just want you to have a new attorney to get the LLC done, or the S-Corp, or whatever entity you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Since the old attorney is, for whatever reason, not getting the work done, you need somebody to get the work done, right?
Right.
Get a new attorney to get the work done. Now, unfortunately, it's going to cost you more, because the new attorney is going to basically start from scratch, and the money you've paid the old attorney kind of went for naught.
But it may, in the long run, wind up being better. We don't know.
Or somehow put a lot of pressure on the current. Call them every 6 hours and say, "Get this thing done. Get this thing done." You know, squeaky wheel gets the oil. But and see if you can get the current law firm to actually get it done.
That help you out?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call, Laura. Yeah, I mean, it's just service. It's pay for services here, and if you're not getting the services, then it's time to make a switch.
She's trying to get some legal work done. She wants it reviewed by somebody who has more experience than the associate she's working with. They don't seem to want to be doing that. If that is not living up to her expectation, she needs to either get a new attorney or get them to do it, one way or the other. Yeah. Unfortunately, getting a new attorney is going to be more expensive.
Well, it shows the importance, of course, of having everything in writing ahead of time. I mean, if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, I don't know what recourse you might have. But
well, she had some history with this law firm in the past.
Yeah.
And she liked the attorney that they worked with in the past, but it sounds like he's retired.
Yeah, and you know, that happens.
Attorneys work well past 65, though. I mean,
well, there's not a lot of physical nature to it, other than maybe pounding your fist on a gavel here and there. But other than that, I don't mean on a gavel, on the dais, you know, on the podium, whatever it is. Anyway, get yourself a new attorney. Okay, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Talking earlier about a couple of the benefits of owning. of working
owning
with
an advisor.
Ask a man who owns one. Yes, an advisor. Of working with a financial advisor. This is somebody that you can trust. Professor Plum, we talked about the fact that some of these letters have gone out with the IRS where the IRS has been mistaken.
And sometimes the letters don't go out, even though you're doing something incorrect. And maybe an advisor could help you not get into trouble. And I witnessed this through somebody I met a week or two or three ago. They have been doing Roth IRAs. They thought that their accountant was, you know, basically saying, yes, you can do that, green lighting it. And so we'll get into that in a minute. But they've been doing Roth IRA contributions for the past, well, since they became available in 1998. And in many of those years, they were not eligible to do it. They've been filing a married filing separate return. And where we talk about the eligibility, there's an adjusted gross income eligibility for a married couple filing a joint return. The AGI limit, adjusted gross income limit, is $186,000 phased out to $196,000. For a single individual, it's about $112,000, $113,000 starts to phase out. But for a married person who's filing a separate return, where they've separated their financial lives for whatever reason, the phase out is zero to $10,000. If you have more than $10,000 on your tax return, your married filing separate tax return, you're now eligible to do a Roth contribution. This individual has been doing a Roth contribution every year. And when when they were asking me about it, we noticed it, and we said, you know, you're really not old. She said, well, my accountant said I could do it. And accountants don't. She said, on my tax return, it says I can do it. I was like, well, Roth IRA contributions don't even show up on a tax return. So she pulled out her tax return, and it was a pretty thick tax return. We went to the page where she saw the number, the $6,500 number, and it was the Roth IRA worksheet that was saying no. There was no contribution eligibility, zero, not a zilch. So unfortunately, she's made about 17 or 18 excess contributions.
Of what, like $5,000?
Well, the later ones have been $6,500, but yeah. You know, back when Roth IRA started way back,
$2,000.
I don't know what the cumulative number is of this line, but it also tells me the IRS hasn't paid attention either, because the IRS in the last 17, 18 years has not caught a single one. Now, not being caught is not the same thing as being legal. So she's asking me, how do I get out of this mess? And at this point, I don't know.
How old is this person?
56. 55, somewhere in there.
Well, now here's the problem. When you make a contribution to a Roth IRA, I mean, if you haven't done anything, the money's been sitting in there. You haven't taken any withdrawals out. Is the problem that any earnings that you've had, you're supposed to have been paying taxes on along the way because technically you own it personally?
Well,
what's the problem, in other words?
The problem is the money that she's put in that is... it was not allowed to be is an excess contribution. And excess contributions carry a 6% penalty per year for every year that the money is in there. So let's say she made a $2,000 contribution back 18 years ago.
Yes.
You know, so so that's $120 penalty times 18.
Well, that's $1,200. That's whatever that is. Yes,
that's a lot of money.
That's some scratch there. Here's what I don't understand, though. I mean, let's say you put money. Let's say I put I put $5,000 in a Roth IRA for 4 years. I got $20,000 sitting in there. It's, you know, post tax money and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't supposed to. So let's say I've got $20,000 in there, and over those 4 years, you know, it grew to $21,000. I whatever it is, I don't know. And but it's still sitting there. and it's not doing anything. I haven't taken any contributions. I haven't taken anything out of it. My own money or any earnings, it's just been sitting there, just like any other personal account. It just happens to be labeled a Roth. Well, I realize, I say, oh, wait, I wasn't eligible for whatever reason. I can't put any money into a Roth.
It needs to come out.
It can, yeah. The money needs to be washed of the, you know, Roth description. But what harm has come because I haven't taken any money out of it? It's not like I've been taking tax-free, you know, withdrawals.
You're talking about the harm to who?
Well, I mean, what's...
The harm to who? It is an excess contribution.
Yeah.
That's a 6% penalty. So that first $5,000 one that you made 4 years ago had a $300 penalty 4 years ago, a $300 penalty 3 years ago,
sure.
A $300 penalty 2 years ago, a $300 penalty this year.
Yes.
And the second one you made has, you know, $900 a penalty. The third one you made has $600 a penalty. So you got a lot of penalties there, and you have to pull all the money out and pay tax on the earnings.
So yeah, and that doesn't...
They don't want you putting in excess contributions.
Yeah, so the problem is, I get it. No, I understand what they don't want. The problem that I see is that there was, I have not touched any of this money. I could say, okay, you owe taxes because you're supposed to be paying taxes on these gains as they've been going along. So, you know, you might owe taxes and maybe a penalty or two on that, but not having paid the tax.
But the rules are the rules. It's a 6%
I know the rules
penalty.
Are the rules. I'm wondering out loud, what is the point? But here
what
I go again.
Is the point of having rules?
No. No, what is the point of this penalty?
To stop you from putting too much money in a Roth IRA.
All right.
Remember in 1998 when they first came out, people were talking about putting $50,000 in?
Yeah, we got to take a break. 877-PLANNER.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
It's that time of year again when the days are shorter. So don't waste your precious daylight sifting through a sea of search results when looking for the right business software. Get home on time tonight with Capterra.com. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, you need software, and Capterra's got you covered. Search Capterra's 400 categories of software to discover the right tool for your business. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for. Plus, Capterra has thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. 2018 will be here before you know it, so make sure you've got the software your business needs today to help you do what you do better. Join the millions who use Capterra. That's CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison. The one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Another hour is coming up. I threatened. I told you. I warned you. There's another hour coming up of the program in many cities in the country. And again, if you don't get the program, not if you don't get it, if you don't receive the program.
I don't get it.
What are you guys talking about? Well, if you don't get the program, you can also call us and we can explain what we need to explain because that's why we're here. No, if you don't receive the program on your radio or television consoles, wherever you happen to be, you can go to your computer console and log in or whatever it is you got to do at wealthed.com. Just stop by wealthed.com and you can watch us there, listen to the program at wealthed.com. We will be talking next hour. I didn't get a chance really to get into this whole idea of volatility, and this may play into something I wanted to ask Mark Scalzo next hour anyway, if I can snag Mark for a few minutes. And it has to do with volatility. Volatility is actually not risk. Or is it?
It's a risk. But
It's a form.
Well, but everything we do has risk. Driving down the road, walking down the road.
You know, you take a chance. What was it?
You have to understand how to control those risks to get an outcome that you want, like living crossing the street.
You have to be able to...
You don't just go crazy. You don't run out into traffic just to say, I've got to do this. You've got to be pay attention to the risks that surround you.
Yeah, there you go. You cross where you're told to cross.
And win. You don't tempt fate by running out in front of cars when they've got the red, the green light.
You wait for the walks. Well, they don't have walk signs anymore. You wait
the
for
hand.
The... No, you wait. You stop for the hand, but you go on the little...
What does it say? I don't even know.
It's a silhouette of somebody walking.
Somebody walking, yeah, that's right. I do remember that.
Yes, yeah. I still miss those. Don't walk and walk. Especially remember the old neon signs. One would say wait, and the other would say walk.
Well, now they've got verbal ones where you hit the button. If you hit the button, it says wait, and you
keep hitting the button, saying wait.
Annoys everybody around you.
It does, but anyway. So yes, be careful. But as you said, you take a chance getting up in the morning, crossing the street, or sticking your face in a fan.
What was that from?
That was from Police Squad. Yes. I'll give credit to Leslie Nielsen there. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum. Okay, let's get to... they may have used that in The Naked Gun, too, I think, come to think of it. I think I saw that same line. Ralph in Branford, Connecticut. By the way, 877-PLANNER, if you want to give us a call. Ralph in Branford, Connecticut. I think this actually did come in last week. I'm 70, lost my employer health care. I do not qualify for Medicare... My wife is 55. She doesn't qualify for Medicare until age 65. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, you have couple choices. One is get personal health insurance coverage. You're going to have to do that one way or the other. Or you can actually purchase Medicare, Medicare Part A and B and C, D, whichever ones you want. Medicare Part A right now, for somebody who does not qualify on their own work record and is not qualifying as a spouse under somebody else's work record yet, can buy Medicare Part A. It's about $413 a month right now as the premium for Medicare Part A. Now, you will be eligible for Medicare once your spouse turns 62. Assuming they would otherwise be eligible for a Social Security benefit at that point, you at that time, if you're at least 65 or older, you are, can get Medicare on their work record, even though they're not receiving Medicare. They're not even eligible for Medicare yet, but and they're not, they don't even have to be receiving their Social Security benefit. They just have to be eligible to receive their Social Security benefit. So once your spouse 7 years from now turns 62, you will be eligible for Medicare at that time. So what's your choice between now and 7 years? Either buy personal insurance or buy Medicare. And Medicare is $413, as I mentioned. Now, if you don't qualify because you don't have the 40 credits on your own, but you have 30 or more credits, so you've got somewhere between 30 and 39 credits towards your Social Security benefit, then you can buy Medicare at about half that price. It's about $230, $240 a month. So it depends on how close to being Medicare eligible you are. If you don't even have 30 credits, it's $413. If it's 30 to 39, it's $200 and some odd. Once you've got the full 40 credits, you can do it. Now, what you could do, I guess another option would be get a job. And depending upon how many credits you have right now, if any, maybe you're only a year or two or three, maybe you're 4 years short. You just work and get your credits. You make about $6,000 in any given year. You earn your credits, and you could potentially pick up several years. So, I mean, you could maybe get it in 3 or 4 years instead of waiting 7 years to get it.
Yeah, we should explain, for those that are just either half paying attention or just tuning in, that, how this works with Medicare. Because I've had people ask me, and they say, wait a minute, I thought everybody gets Medicare.
Well, you have to pay into the system or be a spouse or have a qualifying ex-spouse that is eligible for Social Security benefits. But assuming I've earned my 40 credits in Social Security and I ultimately will receive a Social Security benefit, I've also paid into the 40 credits, credits into the Medicare system, and I'm eligible for a Medicare benefit. But if I've never paid into the system and I'm not married to somebody or wasn't married to somebody who has a Medicare or Social Security benefit, I'm not eligible for Medicare. Now, you may be eligible for Medicaid if you don't have any money, but that's a different game. If you've got your own personal wealth and you don't qualify for Medicaid, what do? You either buy personal insurance or you buy Medicare. Now, obviously, that's for people 65 and older, but that's the way it works. You have to buy something, got to cover your medical, or you wait until your spouse becomes age 62, assuming they've got 40 credits at that time, or go out and get married to somebody who has Social Security. And then a year later, you'll be getting covered by Medicare.
Yeah, you can. You can use your spouse, because obviously there are certain spouses who maybe haven't worked or done anything.
Well,
in the traditional sense, especially when
Medicare was first created.
That's how it was.
There was one spouse that worked and one spouse that stayed home. And now it's much more of a dual income household in many cases. So in many cases, it's both sides getting their own Medicare off their own work record. But
yes,
it doesn't have to be that way. But to get a Medicare benefit from a spouse, if you are not eligible, the spouse has to be at least 62. Once they're 62, then you can get a Medicare benefit. Of course, unfortunately for you, your spouse is 55. Or fortunately for you, your spouse is 55.
The spouse has to be 62, but you still have to be 60.
You still have to be 65.
65, right. Yeah, you can't both be 62.
Yeah, you've got to be either 65 or disabled.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about non-disability type.
Yeah.
If your spouse is old enough to start collecting Social Security.
Even if they're still working and wouldn't be eligible for a Social Security benefit, it doesn't matter. They just have to be 62.
Yeah.
The one that you're going to draw from their work record has to be eligible.
Right.
And 62.
Part A, Part B you have to pay for. Part A is free. Or at least
people.
It was paid, supposedly.
Part A
paid
comes
for.
Out of the Medicare Trust Fund, which is funded by the Medicare premiums we pay out of our paychecks.
Right, sure, of course.
So
it
it's supposed to have been paid up front.
Yeah, of course.
Medicare Part B is not paid out of that trust fund. It is a separate, premium, and that's why we get the currently $134 a month premium. Now, not everybody's paying $134.
No.
But soon they will be.
We got to take a break. We're going to come back for more. If you want to talk to Professor Plum off the air, 800-644-1150. More Bucket Strategy Investing is just ahead.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.